taking care of business. Path to Pro Radio is on.
I got a new guitar, man.
Well, let me hear some hot licks.
Oh, they did it again. What are you doing?
Okay, we're good. It's not me. I'm telling you. So those were some hot licks we never got to hear.
But did I tell you the drum set I got? The new drum set I got?
Today he's a drummer. Normally a drummer. He's ripping the guitar solo.
Well, maybe I don't know the difference between a guitar and drums.
Yeah.
Anyway, so welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
Jimmy Ray Dunn and Billy Crespo.
Yep, we're here for Path to Pro Radio. And, you know, we've got some interesting stuff. Interesting things are happening in the marketplace right now in real estate, for those of you that are in real estate. And we have a special guest that's gone from Europe to the United States. She was a dancer, and now she's an agent. She's flipping houses. She's on HGTV. Jenny Chaidez, right? Did I say it right?
Yeah, you said it perfect.
Chaidez.
See, you are a cunning linguist, Billy.
That's right, I am. I know.
You said it right the first time.
Perfect. So, Jenny, so this is a – well, I actually got to have some time with her before this to talk to her. This lady is completely at 110 miles an hour on fire and doing a whole lot of things. So give us a little bit about your background. You came from Ireland to the United States.
Yeah. How,
what happened there?
When was that?
So I'm born and raised in Ireland. My entire family is still there. And I started off, taking Irish dance lessons in Ireland, which most, you know, children do in Ireland. So, yes, I'm originally from Ireland. And I came to the United States 20 years ago with the dance show Lord of the Dance.
Nice.
I started doing a European tour with Michael Flatley's Lord of the Dance. And then I became a showgirl on his residence show on the Las Vegas Strip.
Nice.
And I did that for a few years, did an American tour. But Lord of the Dance, the dance show, is what brought me from Ireland to the States. And, you know, that was 20 years ago.
Wow. Well, how hard was that to be on that group, that troupe? Because you were telling me you had to try out, right?
You get a good workout.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I started dancing at the age of 8, which is kind of late in the dance world. My mom was an amazing All-Ireland. She was a champion dancer. And we started late, me and my identical twin sister. So we started at 8 years old, which is late in the dance world. And we started competing. And Lord of the Dance and River Dance was real popular when I was about, I'm going to say, like 15, 16. And I went to Dublin to do an audition for Lord of the Dance, and I got picked. I wasn't able to go until I was at the age I could leave school. But yeah, I mean, I did the whole competition in the dance world, and then I auditioned, and there was hundreds of people. You know, the auditions you see, you have to line up and go try out. It was just like that.
Wow.
And we had to dance for hours and hours, and you just went through that eliminating process. And, you know, I got in, and you know, it was something that I always wanted to do. And, you know, luckily I was able to travel the world with my twin sister, so I wasn't that far away from home. But yeah, I auditioned and got into the show, and I professionally danced for about, you know, five or six years.
Wow.
I toured Europe, I toured the States, and I was a resident showgirl on the Las Vegas Strip for many years.
Oh, that's so interesting. And
yeah,
what's really, it's kind of cool when you find out people's history and how they transformed from one thing to get into another business just as successfully. And so that's kind of your story. So when did you leave the dancing thing and go into any kind of investing or real estate?
So I met my husband in Vegas, and, you know, I was in the dance world. He was in like the nightclub scene, because that's what Vegas is all about, right?
Yeah.
I ended up leaving Vegas and touring the States because our show had ended in Vegas, and he left Vegas also and went to Nebraska and got into the lending field. So we were doing long distance for about 2.5 years. I was doing my show thing on the road, and he was getting into the mortgage industry. And I had a little break from my dance show for 5 weeks. And instead of me going back to Ireland or, you know, and going with the whole dance show back to Europe, to our home, I went to visit him in Nebraska. And I was 23 at the time, which is still very young. But I had already danced for many years. I'd already toured the world. And I was ready to hang up my dancing shoes and just start a new career.
Well, he must have been a very special young man for you to date long distance for 2 years.
Yeah, really.
I mean, what did he have that was so magnetic?
Yeah. So right now we're together 21 years.
Wow.
And we're married 17 years.
Nice.
We have 3 kids, and now he's my business partner, and we do, but he is one of a kind. He is, you know, he's so amazing in so many different levels. And he was the one that actually inspired me to get into real estate. So I sent in my resignation, and you know, I had one suitcase with me in Nebraska, in Lincoln, Nebraska. I caught my mom. I caught my dance show. I said, I'm resigning and I'm going to the courts right now to get married. And
did they flip out? Did they flip out when they said this to you? When you said this to them?
Well, my mom, you know, they had met my husband before, and he actually flew to Ireland with like $500 in his pocket and a credit card and asked my parents, could he marry me? And he actually asked me to marry him. I told him no at the time because I wanted to fulfill my dancing career. And I said, I'm not going to marry you right now. I still want to travel the world. I want to get this part of my life out of my system. So I don't have any resentment.
That was so smart. That was so smart of you, because so many people give up on their dreams to get married, or they have a baby and then they regret that for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
They do. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. So I went and finished my show days, and he went and opened up the mortgage company in Lincoln, Nebraska. You know, I had a break. I said, I'm going to come see you. I went with one suitcase. I ended up, you know, I said, the timing feels right. I'm 23. I felt at that time I was going back to places and performing that I had already performed in before. And I felt like life is kind of repeating itself. I said, I'm 23. I need to really focus on a new career, because I don't want to go into a career and have somebody younger than me teach me what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just going to finish dancing. And he was in the mortgage industry. And what's funny is, when I was touring with a dance show, I got my beauty therapy license, because, you know, we're all into wigs and hair and makeup. And that's really all I knew to do. All I knew was dance and makeup, like traveling and touring on a bus. That was my college years. So I'm like, I'm going to be a beauty therapist. I'm going to go work in a salon. And he's like, he's like, let's think about this, Jenny. He's like, do you want to be the girl that's doing hair and makeup, or do you want to be the girl that's getting their hair and makeup done? I said, I never thought about it like that.
Smart,
he goes,
man.
I was like, so he's like, why don't you go to get your real estate license? I do mortgages. You can show buyers and sellers homes, and I can get the loans for them. And that's kind of where my journey started in real estate. I was in Lincoln, Nebraska, and it was so, so difficult. I didn't know how to drive.
I thought you were going to say cold.
Yeah.
So cold.
I was shoveling snow, and it was very difficult, because, you know, here I am. I'm in this place. Lincoln, Nebraska is a very small little town. It is absolutely freezing. And my husband would go to work all day. He would leave early in the morning and come back late at night. And I would be by myself. I didn't have a car. I barely had it. I think I just got a cell phone. And I was trying to put myself through real estate school. But I had such a strong, heavy Irish accent at that time. It's kind of Americanized right now, because I've been here for so long.
Yeah.
And I would go to real estate school. Nobody understood. They didn't understand what I was saying. I was the youngest person in the class, and it was very, very discouraging. Fast forward, I'm going to go get the license. I ended up failing the test the first time around.
Oh,
I blamed my husband.
Nice.
I cried. I said, I'm not doing this. He said, go back, give it another shot. Went back the second time, got my license, and he's like, just stick with it. When you get that first check, you'll thank yourself for not giving up.
You know, as far as the Irish dialect or, you know, accent is concerned, I have a 90-year-old friend from Kilkenny.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And when I first met him, it was in the late 80s. And, you know, we play golf. We still play golf together every week.
Wow.
And
wow.
Back in the 80s, he would say, and I guess he was fresh over at that point.
Uh-huh.
But I'd say, so which hole did you birdie? And he would always, well, it was the third hole.
Uh-huh.
And I went, the third hole. Yes, what hole was that? And he didn't say THs. It was just the third hole. And I'm like,
how rude.
Or the 13th.
Yes. Yeah. And it's, you know, right now it's like, so I would go and I would, you know, do open houses and do cold calls and I would come home crying to my husband. And I would be like, you know what? Nobody understands what I'm saying. How am I ever going to make it? You know, I would say we say a lot of words different than we use in the States.
Yeah.
And I had to kind of Americanize my accent and then use words that Americans use so they could understand me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always taught myself and my husband always said, never, ever lose your accent. Never forget where you come from. And I'm like, I absolutely will never forget where I came from.
Yeah, I think it's probably a bonus for you.
Yeah,
I think it's charming.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's charming, but at the same time, for me, I was feeling very insecure.
Right.
And like not feeling confident to go out and sell or talk.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
So that's the challenges I face. And but you know what? I overcame it, and now you can't get me to stop talking.
Yeah. So if you just plug in a couple American words like y'all,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Shoot.
But hey, you know, but you hear like what she made a great point that I don't want to overlook is the fact that you still made the calls. I'm sure you got hung up on. I'm sure people didn't know, but you kept going. What made you still keep going?
So you know what I felt like I had to keep going. I was, you know, in the States. I had just got married. I gave up an amazing professional career as a dancer.
Yeah.
But I had to make it. Like I was doing, like I was teaching people to dance in our basement at our home. I was teaching people how to speak our language on the side. I was going around to grocery stores and you name it, just trying to, I had to make an income. You know, my husband was out working all day. I'm like, I can't sit at home and wait for him to come home and feel sorry for me and take care of me. I made the choice to be in the States with him. And it's funny because he doesn't really like this story. When I ended up leaving the dance show, we had talked about getting married. And I told him, like, I'm ready to leave the dance show. And I'm either going to stay in the States with you or I'm going back to Ireland because I have to move on with my life. So I kind of gave him an ultimatum.
Whoa. And she closed him.
I did. I closed the deal.
She used the objection handler. She didn't need objection handler. She just closed the deal.
But so in the beginning, he kind of asked me to marry him and I said no. And we had done the long distance and he had his life built in Nebraska. And I was coming off a tour bus and I told him, like, I knew in my mind, I was going to stay with him in the States. And I said, because we're doing long distance, you can only do long distance for so long in a relationship or, you know, things happen. And I told him, I'm starting to feel things are going to happen. So I said, we get married and we go to the courts or I go back to Ireland. And I, you know, and I still remember this day, what he was wearing, where he was standing. And I'm like, you know, I'm putting the pressure on because I have to move on with my life. But going back to what made me be like resilient was I put myself in that position, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say I'm here, you know, I give you an ultimatum and now you got to take care of me.
But he had already asked you to marry him. I mean,
yes.
He was still in the same mindset, right?
Yeah. And she's not a driver personality by no means.
Yeah, I don't think he was prepared for the ultimatum or me to say, okay, I think I caught him off guard.
Yeah.
But listen, you know, that's my personality. It's like, you know, and like I said, you know, I made it, that was my decision. And it was, I'm like, I have to make it. I have to defend for myself. I'm not going to rely on him. I'm not going to rely on anyone. And, you know, I think it comes back from being in the dance world, like that competitive mindset.
Yeah.
Like we call ourselves the fighting Irish.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the all fighting of that really does play into who I am and, you know, where I come from and how I think and
but
how
you
I
stuck
do
with it and you didn't give up, which is so important to the market in this business? Because, you know, you look at the real estate business. When you look at it from your perspective and you saw it coming from a different perspective and you saw these agents out there that are like struggling, you saw, you just flew past them and then you started investing in real estate. How did that happen?
So then we moved from Lincoln, Nebraska. We moved back to Vegas, and we moved back right 2007, 2008, right when we bought our first house. Literally, I told my husband the day we bought our house, the next day the market crashed.
Yeah.
And we had to short sell our home. We were getting foreclosed on. We were losing absolutely everything. And I ended up I got a side job working for a model agency, and I wasn't modeling myself, but I was kind of recruiting talent as a sales agent. And then I got a job working for a luxury, high rise developer on the strip, Panorama Towers. And that market was kind of still doing okay. So I started working for the developer. And this was right when the foreclosure happened. So honestly, like, I was thrown into the deep end. I really didn't get the experience, the good times in real estate, like other agents did. Right. So when that market crash happened, a lot of brokerages closed. A lot of agents gave up their license because they couldn't handle the you know, it was, they were used to, you know, get put in a house in the market and get in a cash offer and closing. I didn't experience any of that at the beginning of my career. So I was thrown into the foreclosure short sell market. And I just, you know, again, I'm like, I got to make it. Like, I have bills to pay. My house is getting foreclosed on. My husband was in the mortgage industry. He lost up. I mean, he lost everything. And there was a point in time where he was at home and I was the one out working. So I had to, you know, I had to just get on the phones and I had to make sales happen. And I actually just, you know, I just developed a mindset like this is going to be my career and I'm going to be good at it.
Well, that's it. Selma sounds like a country song. He lost everything but me.
Yeah, yeah.
He lost everything but me.
That's right.
Coming up next.
So you got this Irish, the fighting Irish was in you. And then it started you figured out. And this is what some people got out of the business in 2008. Yeah. I understand it because I had a company and had agents and working for me. And we had to, same thing we went through that you guys went through. But then you started coming out on the other side of it. You started fighting. And then, first of all, I mean, if you don't know this, the people that are listening today, that she's also a HGTV star on the show with Tarek. And and so you started picking up your business. And there's a lot of agents out there, I think, are going to want to get into this investing side of it, too. So how did you crank back up in this market?
So to fast forward, you know, the whole short sell foreclosure market was, you know, that was the market. And my husband at the time had a loan modification company. And, you know, everyone was doing loan modifications. Well, that company, and we ended up closing that company down because they changed the laws and only attorneys can really do loan mods. Anyway, my husband had all these clients and he's like, Jenny, you know, I have all these clients that are getting denied loan modifications. The only other option for them is to do a short sell. And I go to him, well, I've never done a short sell in my life. He's like, yes, but you know how to write a contract. And you know how to work with, you know, you're in real estate. And I said, yes. So I ended up leaving the luxury high-rise development. He's like, we're going to open up our own real estate company. I said, you're absolutely crazy. I'm not a broker. I don't want liability. He goes, go get your broker license. We'll open up the real estate company. I'll do all the marketing. I've got the clients and you can handle all the contracts and short sales. So that's exactly what we did. I was 5 months pregnant with my first daughter, our first daughter. I got the broker exam. I opened up the company and I had within, 30, 60 days, I had 90 clients all doing short sales. And I,
Wow.
It became one of the top short sale production companies in Vegas. I was doing all the negotiations myself and I ended up hiring an assistant. But from the short sales, I mean, I studied short sales. I became an absolute expert in that field. And I would literally make myself known to the asset managers. I got the designations. But from doing all those short sales, it attracted, you know, all the investors that were locally and Blackstone and you name it. They would all come to us and tell me, We want to buy all your listings. I would write the contracts for them. So I fast forward, you know, I was doing, they were making all the profits. And then one day me and my husband were like, wait a second, we're doing all the marketing. We're getting all the clients. We're doing all the negotiations. And these investors are making
all the
big
money.
Profits. We're, all the money. So if we need to be investors ourselves, we had to start off as transactional real estate agents,
sure.
And we had to learn the business. And we did that for 5 years. And then we decided we bought our first investment property for $25,000. And that was the start of our investing career. You know, we learned a lot from the other investors. I would watch how they would make their offers. I would watch what they would do to the properties and then how they would resell them. And, you know, we just modeled, you know, they say success leaves clues, right? So
right.
We just modeled what they did. And, you know, we did some real estate flips in Vegas. And 5 years ago, we made the transition to leave everything in Vegas and pack up and move to California to strictly only and be real estate investors.
Wow.
So what? How did you get involved with Tarek at Flipper Flop?
So we started building our real estate investment business here in California. And, you know, we're going to put our whole heart and soul into it. We left everything in Vegas. We came to California. We had no friends, no family. We started from the absolute bottom. I got my broker's license here in California. And I opened up a brokerage here, just like what I did in Vegas.
We modeled the
same image. And my husband, again, did all the marketing and I would do the contracts. And, you know, we started really flipping houses and we started making a name for ourselves here in Orange County. And, we became really big on social media. I think social media is the way forward. I think it's an amazing platform that you can reach thousands of people, you know, in minutes. We started putting our names out there, who we were, we're cash buyers, we're investors, we can close deals. And actually an ad came up for Flipping 101. And I submitted an application to the production company saying that Marco and I wanted to be featured on the TV show with Tarek. And we got the call, we did the interview, and, you know, we did season 2, which was, it aired last September.
Uh-huh.
And now we're doing, we're filming as we speak right now for season 3, which should air, I think, the beginning of next year.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing to see all these moves. First of all, when you think about this should be like a friggin' movie almost. Ireland, dancing, showgirl, yeah. Nebraska with the weather, then Vegas, uh-huh. And then... California, knowing, but here's this thing. Just from an advice standpoint to people that mm-hmm. are freaking out, because I believe, and Jenny, tell me if you think it's not true or not, but I believe we're going to head into another one of these situations where you've got to have the drive. And you said something, I wrote it down, heart and soul. You got to have your heart and soul in it. So what advice do you give people when they start to panic in another shift that's taking place?
You know what, you know, and we are facing, we're in a shift right now. And, you know, people think we're going to head towards a crash. I truly believe that, you know, panicking and fear, all of that is going to get you nowhere. I'm a big believer in, you know, my mom always tells me this. I love this quote. She said, if you worry, you die. If you don't worry, you still die. So I'm at the mindset where I'm not going to worry. I'm going to have faith and I'm going to put the work in, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel you got to go back to the basics and you got to go back to hard work and what really works. And, you know, we get so caught up in the market's great. You know, everyone's a real estate agent. Everyone's getting their license.
Right.
Everyone's closing. I closed a deal $100,000 over asking. And that's amazing. I don't take that credit away from them. But when the times get tough and the market shifts is when you really have to put on, you know, your survival hat.
Yeah.
And you got to be, you got to be tough and you got to be resilient. And you cannot give up, but you cannot give in to fear, because all you're going to do is you're just going to do yourself damage. And I'm a big believer in, you know, being resilient, getting yourself in the right mindset, like preparing yourself in the morning. You know, we're going to all face tough days and mm-hmm. tough things. But get yourself in a strong mental mindset that you can face anything that comes your way. You know, do the hardest thing in the morning, whether that be working out or making the calls, you know, pray, meditate, do your affirmations. But you got to put in the work.
And it's a mindset, isn't it, Jenny? It's all a mind game, because you could get, I'm here and Jimmy and I are in Virginia Beach, and we're surrounded by Navy SEALs, and we see amazing people do amazing things. And every time you study these guys, it's all about how you're thinking, not all this other stuff. And your mom said, I love what your mom said. And, you know, it's like, and what I see, what you can be with your children and what you're teaching them and what you and your husband do. Because there's a couple of things here I don't want to miss. First of all, you guys are a husband and wife working together and you're still married, which is a good thing in real estate. And you're having kids. So you raise kids, you have a relationship, and you went through some downturns and you're still married. And so
we just had a baby 9 months ago, which was a surprise baby. So
a surprise. How's it?
Hello.
Right?
Surprise baby.
Yeah, well, I say surprise. It was a total surprise at the time, but he is a little miracle, and he was so meant to be in our family. So
absolutely
perfect, absolutely perfect.
What did you name him?
His name. My husband actually named him. His name is Cash with a K.
Oh, all right.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, and a totally unrelated question. Uh-huh. Have you ever been asked to be on The Real Housewives of Orange County?
You know what? I have not, but it's funny because so many people, I always get asked that question, or like when a lot of my friends from back in Ireland are watching like my social media or see me doing the TV, they're like, you should be on the Housewives. And I was filming yesterday with Tariq, and you know, it was brought up, oh, you know, you're meant to be on one of these shows. So I haven't been asked yet. You know what? So that's a good question.
Well, we want an answer right here, right now.
Oh, look, you put her on the spot. Did you see the stall? Did you hear the stall?
I'm going to say that I would do it, but looking back at, you know, what happens with the relationships, you know, a lot of people end up divorced. A lot of people end up losing friends. A lot of people, you can paint a really bad picture for yourself, right? And I think your reputation is something that you got to protect.
Yeah.
You know?
It's such amazing too. I mean, first of all, if you do that, that's where the divorce comes in. So, cause you would be the driver lady. You'd be the one to start beating. I could tell you're the type of person that will go, what'd you say to me?
Yeah. Throwing spaghetti at the dinner. Yeah.
Cause it says fit. She loves fitness. She likes to stay healthy. Yeah. So she's going to jack someone.
Yeah.
Some lady's going to say something to her. She's going, you gotta be careful. I'm a fighting Irish man. What the hell are you talking about? So Jenny,
I don't know. I mean, maybe I would, I don't know. I think there's a lot of that negative, things that come along with being on one of those shows.
Well, one of my clients, a football player from the Washington Redskins at the time, I had him now he's on with his wife, and they're still married, but they're the housewives of Washington, D.C., and he's in there, Chris Samuels and his wife. But anyway, so I love your story, and I think it's inspirational, plus the fact that we're in this market right now. Uh-huh. So I guess what I'm hearing you say is you got to go all in. Now, the agents that don't go all in, what do you think will happen to them? If they don't go all in right now?
The agents that don't go all in, are they're not shifting, because we're in a shift. You have to shift, right? You got to shift your mindset. You got to shift the way you do your business. They're going to get left behind. Like, and I'll tell you I've had a lot of people reach out to me recently and ask me, like, you know, they're real estate investors, and they're asking me, hey, do you have any jobs I can do? Because they're not shifting. I'm like, no, you got to create jobs for yourself. You got to create opportunities for yourself. You have to shift your mindset when the market's shifting. You got to educate yourself. You got to, you know, study, learn, and you just got to, you know, you got to be changing with the changing markets.
Wow. That's amazing. So Jenny, listen, what you just said was amazing. And I just want to say thanks for being on. How can people get a hold of you and see you? And if they have any questions, because I know you have a coaching program that's going to be coming up, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah. So right now I'm starting a coaching program. I'm helping real estate agents transition into real estate investing and understand that with a real estate license, you can be a real estate agent. You can be a real estate investor. You can provide, you know, generational wealth and really have several sources of income through real estate investing. So don't use that license just to buy and sell real estate. Use it to buy investment properties and, you know, long-term wealth. But you can get a hold of me. My name is Jenny Chydez. I'm on Instagram at Jenny Chydez. My email is jenny@nxlgroup.com or by phone 702-349-2609.
Awesome.
Well, we can't thank you enough for being on Path to Pro, because really this podcast is all about people that take themselves from just being a normal person and through excellence in performance and gumption and get up and go do it. They make something very special of themselves. And so are definitely the definition of Path to Pro.
The Fighting Irish. Thanks, Jenny.
Yeah, there you go, the Fighting Irish.
I appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me. Yeah, I enjoyed sharing my story, and my goal is to, if I can inspire one person a day, I'm doing my job. So I appreciate you guys having me on here. And any questions, you guys can always reach out to me.
Yeah, we'll do that. So, Jenny Chaez, thank you so much. And don't forget at Chaidez if you want to look her up on Facebook and all these other places. Again, thank you.
Have a good day, Jenny.
Bye.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you guys so much. Bye-bye.